From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The day after the attacks of September 11th, France's leading newspaper, Le Monde, ran a sympathetic headline, "We are all Americans." Maybe not since Lafayette helped George Washington defeat the British had the French been so pro-American. But it didn't take long for that attitude to sour. After a brief demonstration of solidarity with Washington, France once again began waving its age-old banner of anti-Americanism. Now differences over the war in Iraq have plunged French-U.S. relations to their lowest point since the days when a proud Charles de Gaulle led France to boycott NATO in the 1960s. In the second part of our series, America Seen Through European Eyes, NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports on the history of French anti-Americanism and how it bears on France's relationship with America today.
Autumn is the rentrée littéraire, the height of the French publishing season. And this year, the number one topic is America. In this bookstore in central Paris, shelves are filled with conspiracy theories and diatribes against the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Titles such as Bush's Secret World, Who Profits from the War, The United States, and Planetary Manipulation. There are also novels inspired by September 11th, such as this English title, Windows on the World. And there's the unexpected Loving Dictionary of America. One of the biggest bestsellers is The American Enemy, the first scholarly analysis of the roots of French anti-Americanism. Its author, Philippe Roger, was in New York on 9/11. When he returned home, he found the French media's condescending coverage of the terrorist attacks a frightening confirmation of his main thesis.
That anti-Americanism was so encrusted in the French intellectual identity that these people were able to repeat the same stereotypes, just as if nothing had happened.
Here in the Paris Botanical Garden, schoolchildren with large notebooks crouch near the elegant flower beds. They're drawing asters, roses, and dahlias. Towering above them are bronze statues of the French greats of natural history. One of the most prominent is the 18th century scientist Georges Louis Buffon, a man who never visited the New World but who could be considered the founding father of anti-Americanism. Buffon elaborated a theory that everything in the New World was degenerate and that its flora and fauna were stunted. Buffon was a man of the Enlightenment, and his theory soon led to the widespread conviction that in America, dogs don't bark and birds don't sing as they do here. Philippe Roger says that Buffon's followers extended the naturalist theory of New World degeneration to its human beings.
And they made a point that if a dog that was transferred from England to America couldn't bark anymore, humans themselves would become weaker, less intelligent, less potent, that Europeans, after one or two generations in America, had lost their fertility, they had lost most of their impetus or intellectual stamina, so on and so forth.
Thomas Jefferson was so infuriated by Buffon's claims that he decided to combat them scientifically. He got himself a dead moose and brought it to Paris, where he displayed the 7-foot-tall carcass in the entry hall of his hotel. Buffon was invited to inspect the American mammal, but the French scientist, himself less than 5 feet tall, was unimpressed and refused to revise his theory on the inferiority of American nature.
What I don't like about anti-Americanism is that it's naive and it's caricatural, it's grotesque.
Frédéric Becbédé is another best-selling French writer focusing on America.
Because if we think about it, a long, long time ago, the French were very powerful and they're a very big nation, and now it's over, I think.
Becbédé, author of a novel about 9/11, says that for the last two centuries, French anti-Americanism always had a large dose of irrationality. Philippe Roger goes further. He claims that contemporary French anti-Americanism is the result of sedimentation, a 200-year-old layering process in which each generation of intellectuals added its own contribution to what has now become a coherent national conviction that America poses a danger to everything the French hold dear. The symbolist poet Baudelaire coined the expression Americanization, which he described as materialistic heartlessness. In remembrance of things past, Proust invented a character who symbolizes the United States' late entry into World War I. According to the French, that was a calculated move, so America, taking advantage of a war week in France, could become the arbiter of Europe's destiny. And a book called The American Cancer excoriated Woodrow Wilson for his self-righteousness and his failure to persuade Congress to ratify the Treaty of Versailles. A dangerous form of Amerophobia emerged in the interwar period, says Philippe Roger.
The French were so obsessed by America as a negative and utterly, completely negative model that they failed to see that an obvious ally should have been America against the rise of political totalitarianism.
While Hitler and Mussolini were consolidating their axis on France's doorsteps, the high priests of French culture were thundering against what they saw as the American peril, the mediocrity of American culture.
Oh, they are null, zero. They will never have anything. No painters, no writers. I mean, let's not worry about it. And suddenly in the 1930s, everything changes. And the major factor is, of course, the cinema. It's a movie thing. It's Hollywood.
Fred! 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 Si vous partez, où vais-je aller? Que vais-je devenir?
Franchement, ma chère, c'est le cadet de mes soucis.
By 1939, half of France's movie theaters were American-owned, a blow to the proud pre-war French cinema. The influx of things American accelerated after World War II, and many saw this as the sign of the definitive loss of French stature in the world. The novelist Roger Vaillant denounced what he called the barbarity of comfort, saying the refrigerator was part of an American conspiracy to destroy French domestic culture. And the newspaper Le Monde sniffed that Coca-Cola was a social menace. And then came television. French TV stations were soon filled with American-made sitcoms and series, imports a French minister denounced as part of a cultural imperialist plot. Today, France is perhaps the most visibly Americanized country in Europe. The Les Halles area in Paris is a landmark for eateries, but don't come here for foie gras or Beaujolais. Around the outdoor plaza, people are lining up at McDonald's, Haagen-Dazs, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Pizza Hut, while shoppers browse the aisles of Foot Locker and Skechers. And the first French Starbucks is coming soon. Writer Frédéric Becbédé believes the voracious French appetite for Americana, which is baffling to outsiders, resembles a dirty little secret.
There is this fascination for luxury, fascination for power, this ideology of comfort, the American way of life, being beautiful, being famous, being rich. This is what's making people crazy, guilty, and jealous.
Envy and resentment are among the root causes cited by many analysts for French anti-Americanism. America is perceived as having displaced France as a major world power, a position it held with Great Britain and Germany a century ago. It was the U.S.-led war in Iraq that further widened the Franco-American divide. In a recent poll, 70% of the French say they are opposed to the United States holding the dominant position in the world. Yet another writer about America is Patrick Farbiaz. A leader of the French Green Party, he's co-author of the recently published Dangereuse Amérique. Farbiaz says that despite the French president's conservative credentials, Jacques Chirac has become the flag bearer not only of the anti-war movement, but also of a specific European philosophy of life.
Je considère que la guerre en Irak n'a été que le premier coup The war in Iraq was just the first round of a clash of civilizations, not between Islam and the West, but within the West itself, between two views of the future. There's a European model of society and its environment, of relations between people and communicating, which is moving further and further away from the American model. So Americans must ask themselves why millions and millions of people in the world are opposed to this American model of always wanting to be the most powerful in the world.
The Pompidou Center is Paris's whimsical monument to pop art. Upstairs, its library is crowded with university students. It's lunchtime, and we join a group of friends sitting cross-legged on the floor, munching sandwiches. The topic, America, hits a chord.
There is a sort of anti-Americanism in France, which is real, which is cultural. It's something in the population. You can feel it.
23-year-old Alice Lehen studies history.
For us, America is very powerful, very dominating in the world. The country wants to impose its economy on the world. For us, it seems an economy without any rules, completely out of control, a sort of wild capitalism.
Next to her, 22-year-old Damien Glenarec says the French are a bit ambivalent.
There is anti-Americanism, but at the same time, we admire the United States. We buy the country's movies, literature and music. We dream about the country and how we'd love to go there. After September 11th, we felt America's suffering. So, despite the war in Iraq, there are still feelings of love. I love you, I hate you.
As the success of the crop of new French books about America demonstrates, the events since 9/11 have opened up a new debate here. Author Philippe Roger says he's pleased the French are beginning to examine the origins of their animosities more rationally.
But it must be said that Mr. Bush is the perfect embodiment of the stereotypes the French have about America, starting with trigger-happy Texans and excessively religious manners. So it doesn't make things particularly easier at this point. On the other hand, that should not prevent anybody in France or elsewhere from exerting a legitimate criticism of whatever we see as unsatisfying in American policy.
This process of anti-Americanism soul-searching comes at a time when French disapproval of American policy has never been so intense. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.
You can find more on this series, including an essay by Sylvia Poggioli, at our website, npr.org. Tomorrow on the program, we'll head south to Italy. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.